Any views or opinions expressed in this podcast are not the views and opinions of every podcaster.
Don't take it literal, dog. I'm not that one.
Please remain quiet while we read the disclaimer. so that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not that of those of everyone sitting at the table. They are simply the opinions and views of the very person that speaks them. This podcast is not responsible for any type of personal offensiveness that may arise from comments or topics discussed on the podcast. If you have a problem with it, there is a button somewhere down at the bottom. I'm not sure exactly which corner, but you can simply unfollow. Thank you for your viewership.
The Gemini Music Room.
A little bit.
Hold up, I gotta figure out how to use this again. Please bear with me. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. I think this one is yours.
Ooh, nope, that is not. There it is. There we go. There we go.
Tell me when.
Oh, right there. We're good. We're good.
And you know,
it's been a long time coming, people.
You know, the people at thought we left them because, you know,
where should I say that? Because that camera's not looking at me.
Which one?
Is that one on me?
The middle one?
Yeah.
Get the middle one on you.
It can see me?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, it's been a while, you know.
I shouldn't have left you.
People thought that we got canceled or something.
What are the dope beat this step?
Because, you know, episode 112, we didn't tell them that we was going on vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's been a very long vacation.
But this show might get canceled. This one might be the one, cause I'm gonna say some shit.
Man, say it away, man. Say it away.
Don't tell me. I'm gonna do it.
Now go ahead.
I'm gonna do it.
You know what I mean? And you're probably wondering where we've been at. Let me explain to you where we've been at. Shoot, I ain't even got the music set up. I'm sorry.
God damn, it's been a while, man. If you know, I'm tatted up like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Shit.
the tats don't.
I think it don't match my skin pigmentation. My hands are dark.
Lost my cord. We found it.
My hands are dark.
Hey, man, while I'm finding this cord, do something, man. Do something.
What are you doing over there?
Cord.
Jesus Christ. The cord for what? No. You need to go back. Go under that wire. It's irking me. Go behind it. It's irking me. Oh, my Jesus. There we go. Oh, okay. Give your hand to alley-oop. There we go.
Oh,
Jesus.
My bad.
Damn, son. Where'd you find that?
In West Mississippi. All right. Then I got it.
All right, so do you even have a song load up? I don't have an I said you're.
I do have a song load up, though.
Oh, shit.
The reason why I've been gone.
The reason
why.
The reason that we're here.
And the reason why we're back. Let's go.
And this is. Let me turn that motherfucking ignition on. I'm ready to go. Get in.
I made this one for all my drivers out there, you know.
For your techno heads. I didn't see a clip for this one.
Huh?
I didn't see a clip for this one.
I think it's like one of the last
ones. Is that Sam Smith? Is that Sam Smith?
Start, maybe hop in the car and hit the push to start. Been a couple days since we've been apart, but it seems like you only call me when it's dark. My foot on the gas, I'm in route till I'm sitting in traffic trying to make it out. T-Pain playing, I'm so strong. She got me doing things that I usually don't. And the GPS say I'm 200 miles away from your home.
That's pretty far.
It is pretty far. That's about three quarter tank.
There you go.
Word. I-95 North headed to Connecticut. Gotta watch the potholes, cut the beam of delicate. In the fast lane radar for the state troops. No traffic now, I gotta be grateful. Sending you a text like, don't fall asleep. Yeah, send a text back like.
Wait, so you know how he said what the nigga said? Gotta watch the potholes, cut the beamer delicate.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I broke this when I had the beamer.
Right.
Folks, the beamer's going.
She was too delicate.
I'm dealing with bankruptcy right now.
That shit was definitely too. I can hit potholes now.
I'm in debt right now.
I still got mine, y'all. I still got my Beamer. And it is putting me in debt right now, so yeah.
I got a 1998 Dodge Caravan. The one that Drake stole in the music video.
The one that's on the cover of Good Mix.
The same one. And the guy dent in the left door. The right door don't slide.
Said the clear coat's fading on that bitch. Yo.
In the air. The air stopped working yesterday.
Jesus. Said the air stopped working. Nah, the air never stopped working. They can roll the windows down. You only got two front ones that work.
It ain't powered.
Damn.
It's like, nah.
With the roll downs?
Hell yeah. Baby, I'm hella well. When I'm reading your text, I had to slam on a brace with a deer in the road. The only animal. Anyway, hey, man. What is this again?
This will be your.
One time, I wasn't ready.
I feel like my voice is like loud. I don't know why. It's like extremely loud, and it's like distorted. That's why I'm talking low.
Is that your usual mic spot?
No, this one is. Huh. But I didn't feel like moving furniture.
No, I think the other mic is. Keep talking.
Yo. Yep. That's a lot of that shit wants to trouble.
And I turned your highs up.
Turn the highs up. Turn it down a little bit. Right? Nah. Oh shit! Whoa! No. That's a little better. But the other one is like, yeah, that.
Oh,
yeah, that shit is crazy. Okay. All right. I feel better now.
You feel better now?
Yeah. There we go.
Make sure the ear over here.
Yeah.
Sure makes a lot.
This nigga got the. Yeah, he sure is mix a lot right there, buddy.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello, Brenda.
Brenda.
Hey, man. Hey, this is my. I say your podcast. You know what I'm saying? I am that nigga Trends, of course. And who you go, sir?
And I'm that nigga. No, I'm not that nigga. I'm just Boss Dre. The boss of the boss.
You know what I mean? And we are glad to be back. You know what I'm saying?
It's
episode 113.
It's been a minute, man.
We've been going for about 3 months. I think our last record date was actually June 8th. That Wednesday is that followed. That was the release of the last episode. I don't even remember who was here last episode.
I think it was just us. It's supposed to have been somebody.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's how it normally is anyway. I mean, because we do this.
You know what I'm saying? And good brother, Ace Alpha, he's still a part of the show, but he's not really a cast. He is, but he isn't. But he isn't only because...
He gives his insight after the shit to record it.
And because I gave him, he got a new show.
Oh, he got a new show?
Yeah, Chefing with... What is it? Chefing with Ace Alpha.
Chefing with Ace Alpha.
Yeah, he going around to like different cities, and he gonna be interviewing artists like from that cities and stuff.
Yeah,
like episode 1 already came out with Pistol Paco when we went to Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so I got a story about that. You know what I mean? But yeah, he got a new show. You know what I'm saying? He actually didn't want the show, but he got it now. So it's too bad.
It's just forestorm. Fuck him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what normally happens. Like this was forestorm May.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you love it though.
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm
saying, this is my therapy.
You know what I mean? But
I'm my own therapist.
But yeah, we
wait. Are these right is these new topics?
Yeah, those are new topics.
Is this episode 113?
My first time erasing the board. It's been 3 months.
This shit should have been like printed on there.
Yeah. So that the sports one, we might test on that. The boys was supposed to bring that up, but. So I don't really watch sports like that. I have been watching WNBA, though. And I have been watching the Olympics.
I was watching the Olympics. I mean...
I watched it for one reason.
For who? The track star?
All of them.
Oh, shit.
The girls. Those Nubian queens.
You a hoe.
Ireland.
You a hoe.
Ireland. Where's my camp? Ireland. Hey, I don't know your name, Ireland, but you know who you are. I didn't know they had them over there in Ireland. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I mean, I was watching it off and on, but I wasn't, like, tuned in like that.
Oh, man, it's the Island Girl. She's like a black Barbie. Natural, too.
Did you get her name?
No.
He gonna rewatch the joint.
I follow her though.
You follow her?
Yeah, I follow her immediately.
Oh shit! As soon as he seen that, he was like, "Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?" And then there was another black joint. She was bad too. I forget her name too, but her husband is in the Paralympics. I don't even know what a Paralympics is. I'm assuming, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm gonna say something crazy.
Like two people.
Paralympics.
Oh, Paralympics.
Now, because I did not look up the definition of Paralympics, because I'm not ignorant. I just didn't look it up. Now, I'm assuming that it's a handicap Olympics.
Hey, Siri.
Disclaimer at the beginning.
What's a parallel?
You don't know either?
No. What's a parallel Olympics?
Paralympics.
Paralympics.
She gonna be loud. She ain't gonna say nothing. Your Siri broke.
Nah, she be doing. I was doing too much. Hold up. Hey Siri. What's a Paralympics? Oh, she's not gonna say it's too much for her.
You Siri broke.
Paralympic Games are Paralympics, also known as the Games of the Paralympic, is a periodic series of international multi-sport events involving athletes with a range of disabilities. So, yeah.
So, can I say handicap?
I don't know if that's derogatory. Like, you can't say fag and shit.
Am I allowed to say handicap?
Oh, shit.
Damn, my joint
ain't. Your shit broken too, nigga.
Yeah, god damn.
Hey, Siri. Am I allowed to say handicap?
What's up with Siri?
Hey, Siri, talk to me, man. Oh, you go first. Tell me your hopes, your dreams, your favorite cruise.
Favorite cruise.
Oh, my favorite cuisine. My bad. Right there, wrong.
William Banzer Cases.
Could you try again? Hey, Siri, I need you to talk to me. Hey, Siri. Do you love me? I think you're pretty great. You're not talking to me, so I don't feel like you love me. No, thank you, Siri. She just banged on me.
Dang.
It's the LTZ. The LTE.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
God damn.
Because she don't act like that when she got full 5G. She acting like little. She acting like a thot right now.
So 5G, she bougie.
5G, she bougie. She talks. She tells me everything.
God damn.
And she ain't got no service. She a little. She on that Henny right now.
So the Paralympics is for people with disabilities.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
That is interesting. Now,
so her husband's handicapped?
No. He has a disability,
which makes him a handicap. He has a parking sticker. Yes. You could just say yes. He does.
Well, I have a disability.
He has an ailment.
I have a disability. I don't have an ailment.
Do you have a disability?
Yeah, I'm blind. I'm blind in one eye without glasses. That's a disability.
Is it? Or is that an ailment?
You know what I mean? Handicaps by that part that.
Do you have the handicap sticker?
No.
Ooh.
That's my excuse though.
How?
Security come pull around. Hey, you can't park there. Motherfucker, well, I can't see you. What you say?
Yeah, you can say that all you want to, but you ain't got no sticker. I'll just get the license plate. Fuck the sticker.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt.
I have ailment. Or disability. I'm going to get that tattoo right here. You like my shit? My skin is nice. Fully colored.
This nigga got a fake tattoo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we tatted up this tatted episode. Up, you know what I'm saying?
Legs, arms.
I might call this episode Tatted Up.
Feet socks.
You know what I mean? You
know what I mean?
But, yeah, man. So, what's new with you, man? What happened? You know, for the past 3 months, man, we missed all the holidays, the 4th of July, the Father's Days.
Nigga, ain't doing a fucking thing. I've been working. I ain't even doing shit. This shit been whack, bro. Just all day, go to work. But I've been having problems, though.
You know, he's sniffing. You know it's real. He said, I've been having problems, though. Yeah, something about what happened, nigga.
Fucking cars be fucking me up, man.
Oh, the cars, man.
Yeah, that fucking Beamer, dog. I just spent $500 on a fuel pump. Now I gotta pay $500 for a fuel sender. Make it make sense, Jesus.
You know how much to pay for mines?
Nothing. You get that shit back.
they repo it.
Sure, take that shit, nigga.
Take that, Joe.
Yo, but I've been having a problem, though, yo. I feel like it's forced.
Hold on. Wait. Time put two and two. All right. You have a problem.
Nah, this is where we're about to get canceled.
But you forced the problem, or?
Nah, I didn't force the problem.
Okay, go ahead.
It's always been a problem. I just don't be saying shit because I be trying not to, like, get people fucked up. But y'all LGBT niggas need to stop, dog.
Hold up. What they did now, man?
Nah, nigga. They keep forcing this shit on motherfuckers. Every commercial, every fucking, every TV show, nigga, got some gay shit in it all the time. Nobody needs to see niggas kissing, women kissing all the fucking time, bro. Like, calm down.
Ray J's embracing it right now.
Ray J? It's because he's gay. Ray J's gay.
Wow. Well,
I said it. I said it, and I fucking meant it. Ray J's gay. We got 7 bad bitches by the pool. Gay. Fuck out of here. And 7 gay niggas. Diddy fucked them. Sorry. I be saying some extra shit, dog. I be tripping, son. I be trying not to trip, but nice. I be saying some outlandish shit.
She was tired right now.
Yeah, I be tripping, bro. Wait.
This nigga sat up.
Nah. You don't feel like the LGBT be doing extra shit? Yeah, I'm dragging you with me.
Yo, that's messed up. Let me sit up. Alright, so I'm trying to
you're trying to word it correctly.
Yeah, because I have a music career now. I actually have a single that's doing good. So for the first time in like my entire music career.
Yeah.
So can I put this? You know what? I'm trying, dog. You said they forcing us. Like, they be extra?
Yeah, nigga.
Alright.
This shit is mad for us, dog. I don't care what anybody say. Like, nigga, I was watching a car show. Like, it was like some Pimp My Ride type shit. Just watching it.
Damn.
Straight out of nowhere, just la 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 la. Mwah. What the fuck?
On like a regular car show?
Bro, it's like
the car channel?
No, it was something on Netflix. I forgot the name of it, but it's literally like a spinoff off of Pimp My Ride.
Like, real?
Yeah, you know how Pimp My Ride was?
Oh, so it's not like a
exhibit and shit?
Yeah, but so not like a reality show.
No.
Okay.
It was literally like Pimp My Ride, but just different people. And it just came on. I was watching it, and like some gay shit came on. Like, what the fuck? You gotta force this shit on me? Like, nigga, to be gay back in the day was a choice. Well, no, it wasn't a choice. If you gay, you was gay. Now today is like a choice.
Now I do feel like.
Oh shit!
I do feel like certain powers that be are purposely implementing gay stuff into the television and music, you know what I mean, and media in general,
mm-hmm.
to demasculinize, these not these big words, demasculinize the male figure, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I do think that, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is.
And with all our youth and stuff always on their phones all the time,
mm-hmm.
not paying attention to the surrounding, you know what I mean, all that stuff. I mean, not all that stuff, but the surroundings and everything, just being outside in general.
Right.
So they always in front of something, like the TV, phone,
some
tablet,
type of screen.
Some type of screen.
Mm-hmm.
And they are being force-fed. They are being force-fed some stuff, you know what I'm saying? And they could be like, oh, no, your parents are influential.
Nah, they learn a lot from what they watch.
Yeah, it's
a, yeah. Like, dead ass. It's a lot of shit that they learn from what they watch.
You know what I mean? Like, I learned, allegedly, I learned how to allegedly crack cocaine from watching, you know, the Pablo shows. I forget what mm-hmm. called. You know, like Narcos like, and stuff.
Narcos.
You know what I'm saying? And
El Chapo. He taught me personally.
Yeah, like, you know, like I thought I was his stepson.
Oh, I am his stepson. I'm just broke. He don't give me the money because he know what I'm going to do with it.
I got the same complexion.
Getting out by Hellcat.
Sticking in the Hellcat, dog. But nah, I do feel like it's being force fed, though.
Fuck yeah, it's being force fed, dog. You got gay shit and everything. Like, I was just talking to Jess. She was talking, she was watching that Birmingham joint. John, all the girls be watching.
Oh, Brittingham.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. I need to talk about
Brittingham. She was like, the part of the show, they spent it and made it a gay shit. Like, the nigga wasn't gay in the book or whatever. And they changed that whole thing for him to be gay. Like, why? What was the point of doing that?
They trying to
like, come on, what was the point? Y'all niggas want to be in the mix on everything. Like, come on, man. You take a dick in the ass, that's your prerogative. I'm not give a fuck about that.
And I feel like
gay men try too hard, too, dog. Because, like, I don't never see no females act like that.
I be wanting to fight some of the females sometimes, though. Nah, I be real, females
be on some shit. I mean, but I let that shit slide because of the way people were brought up and how their environment and shit. All right, cool. But I feel like gay niggas, gay dudes, just try extremely hard. And it's like, why? Like, females don't act like that. But, I mean, to each his own, whatever. I ain't got no gay phobia with anybody. I'm cool with gay people and shit. One of my best friends was gay.
It might be the extra ones,
though. He passed away.
R.I.P. Can we say his name?
Yeah, Dre.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it might be, I think it's the extra ones. Because I know regular gay people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool. They're not extra.
They do their shit. I don't know if it's because they're on TV. Because I don't never see it in person. Like the extra shit.
Yeah, it might be a TV thing.
It might be a TV thing.
And a select few in person, obviously, they'd be extra. Like, some of them get on my bus, they'd be real extra, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
I get like two, three. I'm going to say out of 50, like two or three. You know what I'm saying? That'd be extra.
The fuck?
You know what I'm saying? But then you got the regular ones, you know what I mean? They still at the, I can't say regular ones.
So you got enhanced gay, regular gay. premium gay.
I'm let it
gay.
Plus, oh, ultra gay.
Boy, y'all niggas.
Y'all must have somebody.
What type of gay? What?
Hey, are you premium gay or ultra gay? Which
what
one
type
are you?
Of what type of gay are you? Gay are you, dog?
What type of gay are you?
Oh shit. Word.
They go my single. They go cut my song. It's cool. I'll make another one. You know how on some road get canceled. Depending on what you say and what you do, they'll forgive you in like 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Two, 3 months. I mean,
now
shit.
If you were unfortunately a Chris
I'm ready
Brown,
for the comments though, bro.
If you a Chris Brown to a Rihanna?
Nah.
It's like, damn, my man was like, what's 17, 18?
Yeah.
And they still crucifying man's but at the end of the day,
that nigga making bread though, and all these bitches. Dog. Oh my god, these fucking females are hanging
my
from this nigga nuts.
My son's mom talking about, can I borrow $1,000? I said, for what? She said it's for a good cause. I said,
wait.
I said, you trying to see Chris Brown? She said,
can I borrow $1,000 to go see Chris Brown? I mean, my wife said the same shit.
For real?
Dead ass. I'm going to his tour next year. I said, all right, cool. You can go and get fucked. You ain't getting no picture. Pitcher, you getting this from the stadium, nigga. There you go. You going backstage the fuck?
Listen,
she was like, we just gonna take a picture like this with our hands and everything. I was like, why your hands gotta be towards this deck, bitch? What the fuck?
But now I did look at myself. I said, I can't wait till I have fans like you. I'm gonna be rich.
Yo, to do a tour back to back, he's about to make bank.
And he be selling out.
Bro, he just made, he had what, 36 shows or some shit like that?
Selling out too.
All of them sold out.
And the crazy part is Seth sat here and said, America don't want Chris Brown. Like, remember he said,
yeah.
He said, Chris Brown, he's not it. Like, he's not the it factor.
The fuck you mean he not it? That nigga is it. That is it. Like, what? Chris Brown is the Michael Jackson of our time.
But Chris Brown himself did say that I'm nowhere near Michael Jackson. I'm light years away.
He said, I look
up to Michael Jackson. He said, I got a shrine to Michael Jackson in my house.
Chris is humble. Chris is a humble nigga. But that nigga know what he doing. What? These bitches are going crazy over this nigga.
Duh.
Crazy. Like,
Honey Robitussin.
What? Check, yo, $1,000 for a picture, a meet and greet. And these chicks is like, boop, 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 throwing that shit at him.
Dog, you know that Robitussin song?
Does he say Robitussin?
Yeah.
Does he?
Because you know Robitussin is a
drug?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robitussin, I don't you know that song called?
No.
That song called, I made a remix.
You did?
Yeah, dog. I can find it on my computer, but I don't know the name of the song. I'm so serious, dog.
What is that? I think, hold on. It's somewhere. I got it hooked up because that's one of my freaking songs.
Dog,
put it on.
I made a full remix, dog. Like, that joint had me dying, nigga.
Does he say Robitussin now?
Yeah, dog. Type in Chris Brown Robitussin.
Hold up.
What's the name of that goddamn
Chris Brown Robitussin.
Name of that song, man.
You about to play it?
Nah, I'm playing the beat, or I'm gonna play the song that I made. But I didn't know the name of it because I named it that.
Yeah, I really ain't got no service around this bitch. And I am not on Wi-Fi.
I didn't connect to the Wi-Fi, dude.
I forgot. Oh, that's right. I don't connect to the Wi-Fi on this phone.
You got a new phone?
I been had this damn phone, nigga.
What are y'all? I've got to find this motherfucker.
Oh, wait. So. It's called Under the Influence.
Okay, everybody's loading up. Don't laugh.
He really does say fucking Robitussin. Fucking Robitussin. I don't know why this shit got me lazy right now. I know why I got you lazy. Oh, shit.
I'm about to do a video of this joint.
I need me a number 5. Can you put the pickles on the side in a large fry? Yeah. Don't forget about the 2 pies. That strawberry on the left, the cream on the other side. Yeah. Can you taste it? It's delicious. Gosh, you tell me who fixed it. And now it got my mouth aching. But I need it. Running through my stomach. That's who you don't know what you done to me. You got me gaining weight so easily. I'm trying to sing this song, but it's hard to breathe. A few more hours, I'ma get some more to eat.
Yo, what the fuck? Dog.
I was gonna make a spoof for that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what? What the fuck?
I gotta find a clearer version. It's pulling.
I need me a number 5. Can you put the pickles on the side in a large fry? Yeah. Don't forget about the 2 pies. That's all.
you? So this is where they had them strawberry cream balls.
As soon as you said it, I knew what the fuck you were talking about, dog.
It's delicious.
Oh my god.
Can you tell me who fixed it? And now I got my mouth aching, but I need it. Run it through my stomach. That's who you don't know why you done to me.
Yo, you got me this nigga's dog. You can't give a nigga a mic, okay? This nigga
supersize the fries. Remix that joint.
No, you can't get this nigga no mic, bro. No mix box, no mic. Duh,
if I would have did the video, that
he's doing shit like this.
No, if I did the video for that.
I had it all planned out.
I was gonna pull up in McDonald's drive-thru.
You gotta do it in the McDonald's drive-thru or the parking lot. One of the two. Nigga, you going to jail. Chris Brown's writing you.
I'll make it a lot.
Chris is writing you. Straight up.
You know what I mean? But listen, so let me tell you what.
What happened in Memphis?
Oh, nah. So it's a part of what's new segment. You know what I'm saying? So everybody don't know. I've been going because I've been working on an album. The album's out now, Outside for the Summer, Volume 3.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm also working on Age of Vulnerability. That's coming out. I don't know.
It's coming out. I don't know.
I've been in the studio for the past, like, 4 weeks, every other week. You know what I'm saying? Just getting it done. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of studio, you got to pull up, too, because AK's coming up.
When?
I'll tell you off mic.
Cause all right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you got to been in the studio, you know what I mean, working on music. And then, of course, if you follow me on the social medias, you've been seeing that I've been putting up reels every day for the past month. Every day, just content, flying out content. You know what I'm saying? One of them went viral.
Which I need to talk to you about your music trying. Gotta do it a little differently.
What's mean?
I'll tell you off mic.
We gotta do it like better?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
What you mean, nigga? Tell you off mic, dude.
No, I'm not gonna say it right now, right, nigga. Right. I'm gonna tell you off mic.
All right, yeah, nigga. But yeah, so you know, we had to shoot a music video for one of the songs that originally wasn't gonna be one of the songs. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it was gonna be an album filler. Okay. I sent it down to them. You know what I'm saying? Months ago, they sent it back
in a week, day,
like a good couple, 2 days. 40 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh shoot, this is on fire. All right, we might got to do a video for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Usually I procrastinate. I say, you know what? I hit up T. Hey, you free these days? You free these days? You free these days? She said, yeah, free these days. Hit them up. You free these days? Free these days? All right, they free that. Cool. I'm on the computer right now booking the flight. We're going to book the flight. That's it. I'm booking right now. Boom, book. You know what I'm saying?
Credit card.
You remember? I'm
that's a nigga with good credit.
That's the perk. Man, you know, I might not have my Beamer.
He might not got the Beamer, but he saves in other places.
Oh, crazy. So boom. So you know, time to, you know, week prior to time to go, I had booked the flights. You know, American Airlines going down there.
Oh shit, you booked American.
Yeah. Southwest going back, right?
Oh shit,
I got a flight story for you too. Southwest going back. So week prior. Like a week and, you know, say a week and a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, T hit me up. Yo, I can't go. I'm double booked.
Damn.
You know, at my first instinct and reaction, T, I'm, you know, we niggas. My first instinct and reaction was I was hot, right?
To be a nigga.
You know
that
what I mean?
Gemini is about to come the fuck out.
But then I'm like, you know what? Stuff do be happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So let me figure out how I can get this, you know, airline money back from American Airlines, or can I at least change the name, put somebody else's name on there, you know what I'm saying? American, Southwest was cool with it. I had used my points. I had points. Make sure they got points if you
points.
points and rewards and stuff.
So that's that nigga.
Stupid dude. So I had points. So I was able to cancel that one. You know what I'm saying?
Did so you get the points back?
You got the points back.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Now, American Airlines, that was actual cash.
Nigga shit.
They said, nah, we ain't doing that. We didn't. That shit's mine. Because my dumb, nigga. You know, I was trying to be cheap. I booked the basic plan, the basic economy.
Nigga, America was like, what flight?
You know what I'm saying? So when you book with American, it's called basic. You got different classes. You know, like the gays got different classes. But, all right, so look, when you book. You know, you got premium, ultra. So when you book with American Airlines, you can either get basic economy, which is the cheapest.
Okay.
And has most restrictions, like the most restrictions. Like, you can't change the name, can't buy your seat, you can't pick your seat, you can't board first, you can't. It's a lot of things you can't do.
It's the niggas in the back of the plane.
Yeah, because it's going to be a quick 30-hour trip. So I'm like, I don't need all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with a bad call today. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't expecting, you know, T to cancel. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, freak. All right, cool. I'm out 100 and something dollars. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't cool.
Nah, it was cool. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of everything, it was cool because I learned some stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. So Seth coming. So he booked his flight. He had points too.
I bet that nigga got points.
You know what I'm saying? But he had points with American Airlines. He got their credit card.
Oh shit!
I ain't got their credit card.
That nigga got money.
That nigga different.
That nigga definitely different.
You know what I mean? But
so that nigga, I know that at least he go to a fucking whole entire different country by itself.
For the moment too.
For the spare of the moment.
Like. You know what I mean? But so boom. We get the Philly by. Oh no. Alright.
Oh wait, I gotta pull my tat up. Oh, that's my skin, baby. Is that one rolling too? Oh, let me tell you, my pantyhose.
Alright, so boom, we alright, it's time. It's day of flight. Now I tell Seth 24 hours prior, hey, I'm not coming there on nigga time. I'll pick you up white people time.
Oh shit. Punctual.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled up. I did pull up 1 minute late.
That's up. Nigga time.
No. 1 minute's fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? 5 minutes unacceptable.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Well, 1 minute late. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I call him in advance. I'm no, yo, I'm out front. Even though I wasn't out front, I'm out front. You gotta say that to niggas.
So you get ready to get out the door.
Yeah, so if I pull up, he's supposed to be out front. Not Seth. So I'm waiting. I'm looking at the time. Time is just crunching away. You know what I'm saying? Because we kind of got to get to the airport early because we got to check our firearms.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So time is just crunching away. And we park at the airport. You know what I'm saying? Wait for the shuttle bus. Because I feel like usually when we go to the airport, we go use a Groupon.
Right.
Try and be cheap. Use a Groupon. And it's a shuttle from a hotel around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Takes us from there and takes us to the airport. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't fight being cheap. Just not that day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we park on site.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And it costs a little bit more. But
I say $40 a day. I was giving cheap prices, nigga. Shit.
Nah, it was like 15 plus taxes.
Jesus.
No, it was like 30 total.
Jesus. A day?
Yeah, like 30.
A day?
Yeah, like 30. I think I paid 30.
Good Lord. How long was you gone?
A day.
I said, nigga, we came back the same night. Yo, nigga. The fuck you mean?
So, boom. All right. So, Seth finally come out. Now, in my head, my brain, we are 10 minutes behind schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? So, I'm like, all right, there you go. So, now he trying to find out. He's like, yo, you got your gun case? I'm like, nigga, no, cause I thought you was bringing your gun case because you get 2 free carry bags. I don't get no free carry bags. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he like, oh man, I ain't got it. I gotta go right back at the crib. I'm like, no. So
what you say? You gotta go back to the crib?
He gotta run back in the crib. I was in front of his house. A friend of his house.
Oh, well, you said this.
Yeah, so he came out, locked the door and everything.
Okay.
He's ready to go. He asked for the gun joint. I said, nah, I got it. So he went back into the crib to go find his luggage to be able to put the guns in it. So I'm like, Another 15 minutes down. Okay. Now, mind you, now I have people. I don't really have no caravan. I have a newer car, but that newer car didn't have no gas in it, so I had to take my Subaru. And I don't really, I haven't drove my Subaru on the highway since it got fixed. You know what I'm saying? She got 220,000 miles on her. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now Seth comes in the car and we got gunning in the Subi. Now I'm praying because I ain't got AAA.
This shit go down. It's down.
You feel what I'm saying? I told him, I said, yo, we might not make it, but we going to try, nigga.
You had no gas in that bitch?
No, I had gas in Subi.
Oh, you had gas in Subi.
Yeah, full tank in Subi.
But you just got it out the shop, so you never tested her.
Yeah, I never tested her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, we might break down, but we going to try, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So now we on 95. Pushing it. You hear me? I'm flying. One hand, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. Nigga style.
Nigga like this, leaning in the shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Like the scoliosis broke in my back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I mean, getting back on 95, you know what I'm saying? Slow down where the cop area is at, of course.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Radar going area, off.
The salted area.
That's the radar.
Yeah, I know. You the only nigga I know that got that shit in the car. Cause
nobody else got one?
No. I don't know nobody that has. You the only nigga I know that has that shit.
Nigga, that joint be coming in handy.
I bet the fuck it does, that dog. And that shit work, too. That joint be coming in handy. That shit works.
Shout out to Cobra. Pay me.
I think I need to get one. But I don't like that beeping noise.
You can mute it.
Oh, well, I don't like shit hanging out my window.
You can hide it.
I just don't like this shit in general.
I think I'm gonna give you one. I think I'm gonna give you one, but I don't like it.
I lost too many excuses.
Yeah, I mean,
like, but, a nigga, you just gotta tell the truth.
All right, so boom, right, get to the airport. You know what I mean? Park the car up. You know what I mean? I got my bag. I just got a bag. I'm ready to go. I lock the door. You know what I'm saying? I start walking to the bus stop where the shuttle pick us up at. Seth's still at the car. I'm like, nigga, what you doing? We got to go. He taking this good old time. Like, I don't know if he drank before. Because Seth do be drinking when he packing.
Nigga, we got to roll, dog.
You know what I mean? But, boom. And this kind of happened before the last trip. We talked about
it. Is that when he got left?
Yeah. It ain't funny, but
thought niggas forgot that shit.
So boom, you know what I'm saying? So now the shuttle come, boom, we take us to the airport. More that part. We got there on time, got the gun through on time, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Went through, I got TSA pre-check, so we walked right through.
Right.
So we looking at everybody. I was like, look at these peasants over there waiting.
Oh, y'all niggas is special. That's why.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't take no shoes off, no belts on nothing. We just walk right through.
Ain't taking none of my shit off, you know pussy. What I'm saying? And I got my gun on me.
Well, the gun was checked in the luggage.
Bitch.
You can't bring it upstairs. You're
bitch.
You trying to get tackled and arrested, nigga.
Bitch.
Trying to be like Joel Santana, you know what I'm saying?
Bitch.
You know what I mean?
Confine me, nigga.
There will be vlog footage of this coming out within the next coming weeks as well, you know what I'm saying? But, boom, time to get on the plane. What's the first plane?
I think we fucking planes y'all took.
We had to connect, which is funny because wait, I gotta find it though. I'm a player. All right. What's that song called? Okay, so this is how I know I gotta stop fabricating in my music. Yeah. All right, so look, the chorus of this song, right?
Okay, I heard this.
This is the chorus.
The Gemini Music Room.
Young Dezzle.
I gotta fly direct every time I take a flight. I got a spinning habit, I don't even think twice. Never have I ever took a broke nigga advice. When it comes to balling, I'll be doing this for life. I gotta fly direct. Take a flight.
It's that part right there.
I gotta fly direct, even if I take a flight.
Every time I take a flight. Now, I'm looking at the connector like, yo, I hope nobody catches me with these lyrics. Because I'm taking the connector. So I'm like, you know what? Usually when I'm at the airport, I usually post where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
The Philadelphia International Airport. I might connect somewhere else. I post it. I ain't post none of that.
You lucky I didn't hear that.
So I told Seth.
I called you out.
I said, Seth, you heard the album? Yeah, he's like, nah. I said, so while we at the airport, I said, track one, gonna have you bag it up. So boom. So we get the, where the freak was it at? I think Florida. I want to say it was Orlando. I think it was Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Orlando, catch our connector to go to Memphis. You know what I'm saying? So the Orlando to Memphis trip was probably the worst flight I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Now, the flight, the takeoff was great. The landing was great.
Mm-hmm. The in-between?
The flying in the air was great. No turbulence. We board the plane, right?
Mm.
You know what? Now I think about it.
He's pondering.
This is Southwest Airlines. I took American coming back. This is Southwest Airlines.
Would you have rather been on Spirit?
That day, yeah.
Whoa.
Now,
whoa.
It's not the employee's fault or nothing.
Yeah, it is.
It kind of is. And I told her that too. One of the flight attendants. I should have got her name.
You was a Karen?
She's a cutie though.
You was a Karen on the plane?
So
you gotta say it. You was a Karen on a plane.
What's the black version of Karen?
Betty. You was Betty.
I was Betty.
You was Betty. You was a Betty on a plane.
I was definitely a house nigga.
Damn.
So boom.
Master. All
right. So they get on. They tell us in advance, yo, the plane will be full because with Southwest you got six rows. You got two rows, three on each side.
Right.
Usually people try to have that middle seat
mm-hmm.
open. So, you know, somebody at the window, somebody in the aisle, get the middle open, just, you know, have some space.
Right.
So.
Because you punch together and shit.
Yeah. So for one, I boarded way before Seth, but I told Seth to act like he didn't know what was going on. I said, come up here, nigga. Because he's supposed to wait in line.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nigga, you got in front of me, nigga. Come on. We out. You know, we niggas. Come on.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? We got the, you know what I mean?
Oh,
act
shit.
Act confused. That's what he did. He did good. You know what I mean? But boom, we get on the plane. Now he's in the aisle row.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the window. The middle seat's open. Now we're towards the back of the plane, you know what I'm saying? In hopes that the plane back here don't get filled up.
It shouldn't matter, right?
Yeah, so everything's filling up. My nigga, when I tell you it was this big nigga standing up in the middle of the aisle where our seats was. He looked directly at the seat, and he knew it. Then he knew, like, you know, I can't sit right there. You know what I'm saying? He said, I can't sit right there. Respectable. The flight attendant then looked dead at the seat and said, because he was trying to find a seat, looked dead at the seat and said, there's a seat right there. So now I'm looking at the flight attendant like, nigga.
Bitch.
Seth looking at the flight attendant like, are you serious?
Both these niggas look better.
Bitch. Now,
the fuck is wrong with you?
I ain't slim how I used to be slim. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting there. I'm trying to get there. You know what I'm saying?
On a scale of 10. On a scale of 1 to 10. How big with this nigga?
11. Now listen. Not 11. 11. Yeah, I mean.
That nigga was heaven size.
So Seth gets up. Right? Seth gets up. He
you mean to this nigga seat was the middle seat?
So he in the middle. Seth, no. So Seth get up, right?
No!
Now I'm gonna go off mic. People for YouTube. People, if you listen to the audio version, go on YouTube at this time mark and see how I was sitting.
How long was the flight?
It was a good hour and a half flight.
Oh man, dog.
Nah, so it's worse. So it gets worse.
So you got three big ass niggas in one seat.
So I'm like, how this joint gonna take off? Like, is it possible? I feel like we should all be separated, because as far as the equilibrium of the plane, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh god.
So.
Oh man.
So I'm hanging on the window, right?
Shit.
I'm so tired too, though. I want to go to sleep.
Oh my god.
I'm hanging on the window. Seth, I know he's hanging in the aisle like this. He in the aisle. The big nigga's like, so we behind. The big nigga like this. Just. Right? So, but hold up. Before takeoff, dog. Before takeoff. The flight attendant, she looked dead at me. She saw my discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
She went to go look for another seat.
Oh.
She found another seat. She said, hey, there's a seat open up here in the exit row if you want to sit up there. This nigga says, oh, no, I'm good. I'm comfy right here.
The big nigga?
The big nigga. Seth said, nigga, what? Out loud. Seth, quiet. So
you better move, nigga. Come on.
So the big nigga cracking jokes, you know what I'm saying? He like, yeah, you know, I'm good right here. I'm toasty, you know what I'm saying? And so after she left, as she walked away, he looked at Seth and was like, what did he say to Seth? He said, I know you probably was like, yeah, I should have got up, right? Seth was like, yeah. But he was playing. Seth was serious. So which Seth reaction caused me to have an outburst of laughter as well. You know what I'm saying?
So, and you know Seth face, dog. He would have, he was like, yeah. Like dead ass.
Dog, so you know, boom.
Nah, nigga, I'll take that seat. Shit. If I said, yo, ma'am, I'll take that seat. That nigga, he's making me uncomfortable.
Dog,
you got three big ass niggas in a fucking one seater right now, bunched together.
I should have plugged it up to the drone.
Yeah, you should have. It's an Android, ain't it?
Yeah, I could have plugged it up, but we're here now.
Probably still can. Was anyone going to even answer? Because that shit. That nigga probably at work.
Nah, they ain't got no hours.
I say you're.
Yo.
What's that?
All right, so this is that nigga Trends from the I Say Your podcast. Currently on the phone with it's Ace Alpha.
Yeah, that's
Alpha. What up, Ace?
What's happening?
All right, so I ain't got you plugged into the joint, so I don't know if you can hear Josh or not.
Yeah, I heard him.
All right, so I was telling Boss J about the second flight that we had going to Memphis from Orlando. To Memphis. Remember that one?
The second flight?
Yeah.
I wish I remember about it exactly.
Remember how you know, flew Southwest and you know they say about the middle seat, you got, is our flight gonna be packed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember what happened?
Oh, the big white dude sat between us. Yo, we the two biggest niggas on the plane. Go sit somewhere else, man. I swear that nigga kept farting, man.
And remember the flight attendant found the seat, nigga.
Yeah, they offered him an exit row seat. He like, nah, I'm good. Like, I got my headphones on, right? So basically, I'm seeing it as a sign language.
Right.
And I take him off. He say, yeah, I know this guy's probably thinking, like, why did you go? That's exactly what I'm thinking. Why are you? I'm like, yo, why you say no?
Dog. You didn't tell me he was a white man. That nigga's back there looking like a double stuffed Oreo back there.
Yo, but you hear what he said? I was under his arm the whole ride.
What?
I see how I was sitting.
What the fuck?
He was that big.
Yo, he had to keep his arm across the whole ride, too.
Nigga's farting and everything, dog.
Three big niggas in the back of a plane.
I feel like that's that equilibrium is off for the airplane, though. You know what I'm saying?
It was probably hot as fuck in there, too.
No, I was frying.
Jesus.
And you know, his fart gas making it worse.
Nah, nigga. I'd have been like, I'll take that seat. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Well, I started to go. I ain't want to be that dude, though.
I would have. Fuck all that.
I ain't want to shit like I had run from the white man. That's what it was.
Like, yeah, yeah, shit. The white man won that one.
Racist, but nigga, move.
Yeah, not that. Shit, the white man won that battle. Fuck that. You're probably wondering I didn't move. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
He trying to crack jokes with us and stuff. Nah, nigga.
Nah, nigga. Crack an egg and omelet, nigga. Get the fuck up out of here.
He did crack an egg.
Shit.
But nah, I'm good right here. No, you not.
Yeah, nigga, shake like a tree and leave, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, man, but nah, they got to go because of that. I was telling the whole story, dog. I'm like, no, you got here something. You don't believe me.
He said, oh, the big white man? Yeah.
You know what I mean? But all right, they got you, man.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man. Those,
fuck
man.
That.
That's on.
Shit. Shit.
So that was probably my worst riding experience, like flight experience, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga probably smelled like bacon grease.
No, it was so bad, dog.
Was it bad?
Yeah. It was bad, dog. But you know what I'm saying? So
That would have been one flight that nigga I'd have got canceled off that.
Yeah, man.
Straight up. Sir, you need to leave. No, he need to leave.
Yeah, dog. It was bad.
Well, it's his seat. It's other seats in this motherfucker, bro. And I bet that NC had nobody next to him.
Probably did. And not just that, it was a exit row. Exit rows are bigger. A little bit bigger, yeah.
An exit row seat and he didn't take that shit, being a big nigga that he is?
Yeah, these niggas crazy.
Fucking wild. He wanted to be around the niggas. That's what it was.
He wanted to be down.
Yeah, he wanted to be down.
But nah, nigga, so boom. Get to Memphis. Memphis cool. We shoot the music video. What's his song called again? Oh, The Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
The Running Man out on all streaming platforms and YouTube and all that. Yeah, that's my little dance.
Dog.
You know what I mean? That joint, apparently that's the single now because it took off. I don't know how it took off, but it took off.
Oh, so that shit's mad viral right now?
Yeah, it's ongoing. That joint.
Oh, shit. Good shit. Good shit. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be viral out
here. You know what I mean? But then move on. So now it's time, you know, after Memphis, time to come back. You know what I'm saying? For one, oh, no, during shooting the music video, the scenes. Nigga, we was in the hood in the trap.
Oh, shit.
This nigga has in the trap.
How'd you feel?
I was strapped, son.
Did you feel safe?
Yeah, it was cool. I'm strapped. Good, you know what I'm saying? Good. But then I feel super safe when everybody, when we're shooting our scenes, all the cars driving by beeping the horn at Paco and them. You know, when I wake up, so I'm like, oh, these niggas is known out here.
Mm.
Okay.
Safe, extra safe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Memphis is a war zone right now. Like, it's legit a war zone. Like, it's bad down there, dog. Like,
and y'all niggas decided to take a flight out there. See, Delaware niggas don't give a fuck, man. Y'all niggas is crazy. Yeah. Y'all niggas is crazy. It was a jungle down there, and y'all decided to take a flight.
It's
out
like
there.
It's like second home, though. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So now, so
I wouldn't mind it going out. Shit, I'd have been strapped too.
So Seth left before, like hours before me, like 6 hours before me.
Mm.
So I'm down in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I wake up my hotel. You know what I'm saying? I go to have a breakfast by myself. While the Olympics game is on, you know what I'm saying? I'm at this bar eating, you know, good food, just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Then my Uber comes, you know what I'm saying? Or was it a Lyft? It was one of them. I don't know which one it was. Took me to the airport, you know what I mean? Now it's time to get on an American Airlines flight.
A breath of fresh air. So you thought.
Well, I paid for my seat this time. Because Southwest, you know, you just walk on the plane,
mm-hmm.
sit down anywhere. American Airlines, I paid for my seat, you know what I'm saying? So now, because American Airlines wanted to be petty and not give me my money back,
right?
What I did was, because they thought I was going to cancel T's ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So you can cancel the ticket and get $20 back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. $20.
And what's going to happen is they're going to resell the ticket.
Get
and
more.
Make even more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I said, no. So I get on the plane. T is here. but she's not there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm sitting in my seat, the empty seat, which is T's, is right there. Now I got the whole room myself.
You know? Damn right, nigga.
So then, you know, they get on the manifest and say, ask for, is Tierra here? I say, "Who's coming? Is Tierra here?" They come back to my seat. "Are you with Tierra?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's not here." You know what I mean? Like, she's not here. She's like, "All right." So the people now, when somebody's not there, if there's people waiting, they're able to board.
Right.
During the waiting list. So, like, 5 minutes later, a girl comes, little like, I'm saying, like, she good 10, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She comes sitting in the back with her mom. Mom is fine.
Mom is a baddie.
Oh, my. Like an Instagram baddie.
Ooh, whoa. Like an IG model drawing?
Yeah, I think she was.
What the
fuck? I'm going to tell you why I think she was. So, boom. She sits her daughter down. And then Gray walks. Oh, I said, "Hey, do you want to sit with your daughter? Because it's two-seater." I said, "You can sit with your daughter. I'll take your seat." You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, you know, sit with your daughter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "No, that's all right."
You just want to see that ass.
No, I'm a parent. I wanted to sit with your daughter.
Oh, that's a nice line right there. Like, he trying to get the baddies out here. Nah, he just wants to see that ass. He didn't give a fuck about the daughter being there.
So boom, you know what I'm saying? So what happened? Lost sight of the booty. I mean, what you say? Nah, so
there it is.
5 minutes later, a couple minutes later, the mom come back and say, "Matter of fact, yeah, can I sit with my daughter?" I say, "Yeah, no problem." So I get up, I say, got my seat, you know what I'm saying, all slowly, because you know it's a small little seat, you know what I'm saying? I say, "Yeah, where were you sitting at?" What she said? She said, what was it? 3B or something like 3B or 3C. I forget. 3B or 3C. Now, if you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, no, 1, 2, 3, you know, some planes are first class. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, 3B, what the freak? So I said, they're walking. The flight attendant up there, a friend was like, "Ooh, today your lucky day." So now I'm looking back at the peasants like, I know where I'm going now. You know what I mean? Look at these peasants. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I sit down. Boom. I'm on the window. And first class, nigga.
What?
My first time ever riding first class, nigga.
Wow.
And first class is different.
How different?
Like, I understood what white privilege is.
Wow.
But better. Understood with like billionaire privileges.
Did you get a hot towel?
No, they had everything up there. Let me say, dog. So in my head, I'm like, I'm like, oh, now I see why the mom didn't really want to give up the seat,
right?
Because this is $1,000 plus seat.
Mm.
First class is like $1,000 plus. Been on your flight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Minimum like $700, but it's a high behind seat,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm up there. So, the flight take off and everything. Now, it's quiet up there. It's dark. It smells better up there.
Wow.
There's a personal flight attendant.
Air quality.
That only tends to these seats only.
What?
And then they had two for the back for everybody, for the peasants.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, yeah, the flight. So, one of friends only.
So, how big is first class?
Probably from like here to that wall. And it's only a select few people up there.
Really?
Yeah, and the rest of the plane, you know how that look. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Crowded and congested. You know what I mean?
Filled with germs and COVID.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And oh, so my seat reclined all the way back, nigga. So I'm messing with it for a good 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
So I got somebody sitting next to me. I said, "Bro, is this normal?"
Yo. First time, huh?
As we said, first time. You know what I mean? So,
how did you know?
So now the snacks are coming around, right?
Snacks?
Yes. So usually when on a flight, you'll in the back. You know,
get the fun size up there. You get king size.
No, you get, not only do you get fun size, you get only two choices. You either get, they either serving everybody pretzels or they serving everybody graham crackers.
It's trash. And to the peanuts.
Don't have that. Allergies and stuff. You know?
Give a fuck them niggas allergies, dog.
Niggas, I'm not gonna die mid-air.
Give a fuck, nigga. Don't eat them. Stupid.
So, and then you also get like a can of whatever, like
ginger ale.
Yeah, something like
diet that. Shit.
Yeah, they give you Sprites and stuff. You know, they give you the real brands.
Oh, it's real brands.
Okay. Little small little can.
Oh, the little mini cans. Okay.
That's normal in the back.
Fun sauce.
Now, in first class, nigga, she came around with a basket, my nigga, a basket of different candy bars, chips I never heard of, fruit snacks I see in Costco's. You know what I'm saying? So I'm watching everybody else. They grabbing multiple. So it's my turn. She said, Mr. Gamble. She said, Mr. You know, my last name. Shit. And the back don't do that. The people in the back, they don't do that, dog. They ignorant.
Hello, nigger.
I told you.
Hard R.
I told you what happened with Southwest. With the seat. The seat open right there. Yeah, remember? Yeah, you know I mean? So, dog. She put around the back. I say, I can have as many as I want. She said, yeah. I said, are you for real?
Like as many? Like I could take.
Yeah, I'm like.
Like boom, boom.
Are you sure? She said, yeah.
Like boom, boom.
So me being humble me, I'm like Chris Brown, you know. I take one thing. I'm just saying one thing, you know what I'm saying? She come back like 10 minutes later. Mr. Last name. Was like a drink? I said, any drink? It's like, yeah, we have cocktails, we have, you know, regular
stuff. Oh, we got alcoholic beverages.
I said, like, with alcohol? She said, yeah. I said, oh my. I said, you know, dog, I almost shed a tear. Like, real tear. I said, I'll just take a Sprite. I'll just give you a Sprite.
Take a Sprite?
And she gave me the whole regular size can. The back got the peasant ones. Oh, they got regular size cans.
Oh.
And back up, they don't give you the help. They don't get the whole can. They pour it in a cup for you, give you the cup.
I bet you the whole can. I bet you the can was ice cold too.
Dog was cold.
Ooh, straight from the fridge.
And then my tray I had, it was like a perfect table.
You had your personal TV too.
Yeah, but I'm watching it though. I have my phone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm humble. You know what I mean? Touchdown in Philly. And I was the fourth person to get off the plane. That never happened before.
I'm usually
towards the last. I was four.
Wow.
Three people in front of me.
Wow.
Now, this whole experience, the flight attendant was extremely nice to me. Like,
did you get the number?
No. I'm cool.
Why not?
I'm first class. I don't need that.
What about the IG check?
That's where I messed up.
Fucked up, man.
I should have just waited, check out the plane, and say, hey, I want to personally thank you for letting me sit in the front and let me experience that. I never.
She was probably number 89 to get off that fucking
Yeah,
bitch.
She was last on. Thank you.
Dog, she was definitely 89 to get off that motherfucker,
you know,
bro.
I had a whole speech, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really appreciate you and appreciate you for having patience for sitting
Can
all
I get
way
your
in the back.
Instagram?
You know what I mean?
Let me get your IG. I'll give you my IG.
Hey, give me your Cash App. Let me give you like $50. $50. $50 going nothing to
you. Give me $50, girl. Yeah, you.
But yeah, that was trip to Memphis, dog. You know what I'm saying? Great story. That was like a 10 minute long story. But so I do want to say RIP to Beat King. Do you know Beat King? You have to know Beat King.
I probably do.
He makes a lot of club bangers, dog. Like, I'll give you an example, of course, you know what I'm saying?
And a picture.
Why you
shake that ass, bitch? Yeah.
Shake your ass like sometimes your baby daddy broke. I got cash right here. Ratchet hoe, stop letting broke niggas nutting you. If she don't twerk with her mouth open, I can't fuck with you. Pop it, I got cake.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
I fucked this nigga wrong. He cheated and I know it. I named the baby Heaven, cause that's where it's going. Bitches talking shit, cause they ain't got no motion. I'm in here with my ratchet hoes. Bitch, what we do?
Yo, this nigga died? That's him. Are you serious? Damn.
Cause that's where it's going. Bitches talking shit, cause they ain't got no motion. I'm in here with
that joint with get up and leave at that. Yeah, and leave. He just died?
Yeah, dog.
Hold up, bitch.
That nigga, he was doing a radio show that morning. Something that happened with his heart.
Oh, shit.
And, rushed to the hospital and everything. And then later that day, passed away from something, implosion. I forget the word.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, R.B. Beat King, he's not only a Houston legend, but definitely a club legend. It's just crazy because he just dropped a new album. I was banging that joint, too. I had it on my,
kind of like, no disrespectful shit. Okay. I'm glad that he passed away, not from violence. All right. I'm not glad that he passed away, but I'm happy that it's not from gun violence. From you retarded ass niggas. But
young kids, you know,
it's sad that he had passed away. Know what I mean? So my condolences to his family. Okay. Know what I mean? So Yeah,
man.
I tried to word that as perfectly as possible. Because niggas like to spin that shit. I'm not happy he's dead, but I'm happy that it wasn't
the Gemini Music Group. Do violence.